After a record-breaking wildfire season in 2020, many communities in the West are in recovery mode. It's tough work to make a burned area accessible to hikers and bikers, and to keep nearby waterways from being filled with ash and charred debris. From Aspen Public Radio in Colorado, reporter Alex Hager caught up with a team doing exactly that in a new burn scar along the banks of the Colorado River. He filed this postcard.
Hi, my name is Chad Rudo. I'm the Water Quality Program Manager for Roaring Fork Conservancy.
Where are we? Can you kind of tell me what we're looking at and why we're here?
Yeah, so we're maybe a mile up the Grizzly Creek Trail, right by the rushing Grizzly Creek that you can hear in the background here. And we're here to do some trail work around the fire. And as we've walked up the valley here, we've seen the classic sort of mosaic burn pattern where we see some patches that are truly untouched and still in great shape. We're seeing some burned areas.
We've had a lot of fires all across the West, all across Colorado, all across this region particularly. Is there something kind of especially dangerous about the fact that this one happened like on top of the Colorado River?
The Colorado River is an incredibly hard-working river. It supplies water for 40 million people as it makes its way all the way downstream to the Gulf of California. We are right here just a mile away from the Colorado River. So it's a very direct line for, you know, anything that happens here in the burn area to just make its way right into the Colorado River. And we're not that far upstream of Glenwood Springs.
When we're looking at the bigger picture of what happens with burns along really any body of water, but right here, the creek and Colorado River, you know, why does that matter? Where does a fire fit in with the water?
When you have less vegetation to hold soil in place, then there's the potential for a lot of mud and debris to make its way into the stream system. Water quality is also a potential impact. Different chemicals that may come from the burn area itself, or also, you know, a lot of pollutants will attach themselves to sediment. So just by allowing sediment into the stream system, those pollutants can sort of tag along, if you will.
Can I get you to tell me your name and what your position is and why you're involved here?
My name is Carl Nelson. I'm the field coordinator for Roaring Fork Outdoor Volunteers. This is my eighth summer doing this job. It's my passion to be working outside and being on the trails, so happy to be here.
And you've got quite a set of tools here. What are we carrying and what are they gonna do?
Well, I have a McLeod here and a Pulaski. The McLeod is really good for raking debris and moving stuff out of the way for fires, but it's also a really good trail tool for scraping gravel, dirt, and debris.
And why is this restoration work so important? I mean, you know, the stuff that we're doing today with these tools that you got strapped to your back, what kind of difference is this gonna make for the, you know, the wild landscape?
If you maintain the trail and make it a clear, easy to see walking path, then people will stick to that path and walk on the same surface. We're not trying to sanitize the wilderness. We're trying to have it be a more enjoyable experience for all of our users and less impactful to the wildlife around it, so everybody stays on the same trail.
We're coming into what potentially looks like another year of these dry, drought-like conditions. And so it adds to a sense of urgency as far as being cautious around our local forests and keeping an eye on our water resources.
And, you know, you are someone who has dedicated quite a bit of time and life to protecting water. Why do you care? Like, why is this important?
Not only is this this important to me from a work standpoint and water quality standpoint, but I live in Glenwood. We're raising a family in Glenwood. This is actually a trail we've hiked a lot with our boys. So, you know, it's there's a personal connection as well. So I'm happy to get out here and do this work, and I'm actually excited to bring my boys up here and kind of see how things have changed and talk about what those changes mean with them.